Welcome back to Consider This with Sharad Kutan. I'm Melissa Idris. Let's continue our conversation with Cynthia Gabriel from the C4 Center and Professor Terence Gomez from the Economics Faculty of University of Malaya. I almost slipped there talking about foundations.
And who's funding you? That's maybe another question.
We're talking about foundations and donations and political financing, that nexus. Let's come to Cynthia because of the report that was recently launched. I'm wondering what the feedback has been. You know, you mentioned that foundations are controlled by very powerful people. Powerful people have a lot of power and influence. Have they come back to you and said, I don't like to see my name in this report, and upset with the findings that you've had? What has been your experience in the past couple of weeks?
It's been 10 days since we launched the report. It's been quiet with the big players on the case studies that we highlighted. But we've had one that I think was quite public in the news, and this one was linked to the Selangor state government. So they
Yayasan Warisan Anak Selangor. Mm.
Yes,
Yawas.
Right? That's okay. Right. So it is meant for welfare work for Selangor residents and so on, poor Selangor residents. So they were...
Were there others that were quietly unhappy, Cynthia?
Yes.
So could you name some of them?
Should I? But I would say that one among the seven case studies weren't very pleased with their name being mentioned. But it's also important for us to state that we are an independent, non-partisan group. So when we found something, it was really very critical to highlight the fact that even those in the opposition or formerly in government and who had promised political financing reforms were also using the same old tactics that worked to get money. And that itself showed how much we really needed to transform the system, you see. So there were a number of unhappy voices, but one went really public, the one with the Selangor government. And so one of the factors was why were we singling out the Selangor government? And I'd like to state here on TV that we were not singling out the Selangor government. It was about a select group of about a dozen very significant, powerful politicians. And the fact that they are so powerful, but they still saw the need to set up yayasans and foundations to actually carry out social development work, different types of economic work, and so on. So it was important to state that.
Right. Terence, I mean, you know, the question of good guys and bad guys and foundations and their complicity, I mean, how do we distinguish between genuine foundations and those that are essentially shells for this kind of work?
Yeah. Let me be clear, there are a lot of genuine foundations out there. And they are under close scrutiny by the Registrar of Societies or the Registrar of Companies. But there are also these institutions where we have selective oversight. That means they are not controlled by these bodies. They don't have to submit their annual accounts, for example. They don't have to disclose their sources of financing. Where do they get the money from? Now, this brings us to the question of what kind of institutions are we talking about? Foundations are we talking about? We have those controlled by the state government. We have those controlled by the federal government. And within the federal government, we can break them down to ministries. Different ministries also control foundations. Then we have the GLICs. They too control foundations. We have GLCs who also control foundations. Then we have the privately owned foundations. That means politicians in their private capacity also control foundations. And then we have the family foundations. Family foundations here, I mean families of politicians too, who control foundations. So we are talking here about a whole slew of foundations. And all of them seem to be sources of patronage or sources of funding for the politicians. And this is why this is a real shadow world. And this is important for the politicians because they can channel money into the political system. If it's a government foundation, they can channel concessions through the foundations to their constituency, as Cynthia has just mentioned. There's a lot going on here outside the public eye. Much of it may even involve public resources. These are things that we wanted to bring into the public domain. There's a lot of talk today about a political financing act. If we are doing a political financing act, are they looking at this shadow world? Are they even looking at the GLC world? The The GLC world is already bad. We have documented the nonsense that goes on in the GLC world. Now, what about this world? How bad is the political financing situation in this country?
How do we tackle that without hurting the genuine foundations, the yayasans that are actually doing good work socially and for religious issues? How do we make sure that we're not putting a blanket stop for foundations? Cynthia?
Well, it's certainly not to put a blanket stop, because yayasans do have a role to carry out different welfare types of work and so on. But it's about accountability. It's about transparency. And there was a suggestion made at the forum when we launched it that there should be some kind of accountability headed in towards Parliament, some kind of parliamentary reporting mechanism, or that they should even be made statutory bodies. So they have a different way of being accountable, rather than politicians having a direct say into how foundations are run, etc. So it's very important now not to demonize all foundations or yayasans, but it is also very critical to actually develop systems to ensure better check and balance.
Okay, I just want to ask you, if we turn off the spigot for politicians in this particular way, they've gotten money, won't they just try to find some other way? I mean, we have a deeper problem, do you think?
Yes, there is a deeper problem. And this comes back to the question that Melissa just posed to Cynthia. It's about institutional reform. What kind of institutional reforms can we introduce to ensure devolution of power to these institutions to monitor these kinds of foul play, if you like, that's going on? Because you're right. You leave it to the politicians. They will find a way to get money into the system, because politics runs on money. You need money for these activities. But in the current system, there are two institutions that oversee foundations, the Registrar of Societies and the Companies Commission of Malaysia. Both these institutions are controlled by ministers. So ministers control the institutions that oversee the foundations. That's why you have selective oversight. Now, these are the things we want to change. If ministers control the institutions that oversee the foundations, then you can rest assured this practice is going to carry on regardless who's in government. What happened to this institutional reform when Pakatan came to power? Pakatan talked about institutional reforms.
It was in their election manifesto.
Did they look at all this? And don't tell me they didn't know about this. They didn't know about the system that was in place. After all, they too used the same system. So the institutional reforms that they introduced could also be selective. Now, this is what we are trying to bring into the public domain. We are giving an institutional architecture. Where does the power lie? Who has the oversight? Now we reform the system.
All right, Terence, Cynthia, thank you so much for being on the show. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but for everyone interested in reading more about the report, you can find Foundations and Donations, Political Financing, Corruption and Pursuit of Power. That report is available on the C4 Centre website, so you can read it, go through all the information there. We want to thank our guests for being on the show tonight and sharing the findings of this report. Thank you for your
time.
Thank
you for having
us. Thank you.
That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. But before we leave you tonight, a quick reminder that you can get all the information on COVID-19 vaccines on the Astro Awani website, as well as the Astro Awani app. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off the evening.
Thank you so much for watching. Good night.